What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Yvette, with another episode of This Ain't For Everybody. Listen, so there's been a lot going on. A lot going on in my life. A lot going on in this crazy world. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, let's get into it. Let's talk about... I really don't want to name the place. So we're going to call this... Calling the police for working while black. Yeah, that's what we're going to name it. Calling the police because, you know, you're working while black. Crazy, right? You know, I know that the recent events that just happened not too long ago with Tyre Nichols, you know, still fresh in a lot of people's mind. And what I find crazy is that, you know, it's not just, I like to call them clear people who are Karens, but we know, you know, we got some black people too. And you know, we got our own people torturing and killing us as well, which is pretty sad. And I do know that they moved swiftly when those cops beat and killed Tyre Nichols. They move swiftly. I just need them to keep that same energy for any other cop that does the same. But anyway, I'm going to get back to what I wanted to talk about, and that's working while black. So, or getting a cop's called on you because, you know, you're working while black. You're black and you work in a predominantly white area, okay, and you're doing whatever you're supposed to do while you're at work. That may be, you know, going to check the mail outside, checking, you know, around the facility, checking ATMs for scammers, because that's what you're supposed to do when you work at a bank. I'm not gonna say what bank because, you know, I don't want anybody to feel that I'm singling out this particular bank, because I'm sure there's probably other banks who have been in this situation and employees that's been in this situation as well. But I kind of feel that it's totally crazy for a random, because I don't know who it was, but a random person to call the police on someone that's an employee of this said bank and said there's someone suspicious looking at the bank bright and early in the morning. It's so early. It's crazy. You know, it's like 8:30 in the morning outside. What are you going to do at an ATM at 8:30 in the morning? I don't know. You are totally using left and right. So it's not like you got a getaway car or something planned, which is so crazy to me. And that's what pisses me off about the whole situation. This is a predominantly white area, neighborhood, I guess, whatever. And I feel that they believe that there should be no black people working there. This bank, you can be a black person and you cannot work there. And there's plenty of black people that work for this particular bank. You know what I'm saying? That's what trips me out, is that there are so many black people that work for this bank. But check it. Not at this particular branch. This person is the only black person that works at this bank. The only African-American male that work at this bank. Okay? So I guess they feel like he should not be working at this bank. He should be working over on the west side where the black people are, you know? Trip me out. And I'm just like, who did this? Who called? Because they obviously need to be educated. And I want to know why they felt they needed to call. You know what I'm saying? Like, what was that about? You need to be educated. Facts. Point blank, period. So anyway, you know, that takes place. But what I find even more disturbing is the manager doesn't handle the situation. The manager doesn't step out. The manager doesn't say anything. And when employees are in there making jokes that the cops was called on this African-American person, the manager don't nip that in the bud. To me, that's a whole education waiting to happen. Like, these people need to be brought up to speed. And that crap is not cool. So, yep. Mm-hmm. Somebody needs to let them know. And it's probably going to be me. Because it ain't cool. You got one black person working in your establishment at this particular branch. And it's okay for all of these clear people to make a joke about the police being called on the black person. That ain't cool. It ain't cute. It ain't funny. And far as I'm concerned, they need to check themselves. But it's okay, because they gonna be made aware that some education needs to go on in that branch. And the manager, how are you a manager and you don't even handle the situation because you don't like confrontation? How did you even become a manager? You don't want to have the talks, those difficult conversations with employees? Maybe somebody needs to have a difficult conversation with that manager. And that's all I'm going to say on that. I got so much more to talk to you guys about. But I'll be back in time. You know, my voice been tripping, so I can't do a lot of talking because it sometimes want to act right, sometimes it don't. Hey, and I still got my breathing issues. I guess that's going to just be for life, you know? But whatever. The moral of this is we need to educate people. We need to help them understand. And as African Americans, when we're put in that situation, we need to let those people know that it's not cool and we don't think that crap is funny. You know, there's a way that we can talk to them. I always told my kids growing up, you can talk yourself into things and you can talk yourself out of things. And you can do it respectfully without a whole lot of cursing and things like that. You can really talk to somebody and educate them in a way that they're not even knowing that you're nice nasty about it. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, that's what I came to share today, because it's heavy on my spirit and I don't like it. You know, and I know this is probably a battle that I should not really, no, this is a battle that I should fight. I feel like it is. Or, you know, maybe give the person the tools to do the fighting. I don't know. But it's definitely one where the employees need to get educated. And the person that was affected, the African-American person, needs to speak up and let them know how that truly made them feel. And when they're joking about it, they need to let them know that it's not funny and how that truly makes them feel. You know, everybody has feelings. And for me, the other workers, they need to take that into consideration, because if it was them, they wouldn't want nobody joking about it, making fun like it, you know, a running joke. Not cool. Not cool at all. So if you see something happening and you know it's not right, yeah, speak up. Let them know. Educate these people out here. Some of them don't want to hear it. Some of them do. But right now, that's about all we can do, is try to educate people from the mindset that they have right now. Ridiculousness pissed me off. I will say that I was pissed, but you know what? It's all good. It's all good. That's your That's all I have for you. It's your girl, Yvette. Sorry for the mistakes, the the ahs, your nose. But I still ain't got that fixed on my MacBook. And guess what else? I don't think I'm going to, because I don't have the energy. But that's all I got for you. Your girl, Yvette, with another episode of This Ain't For Everybody. As always, stay safe and stay healthy, and activate your faith.